Snoopy, Houston, we got some word on your Hasselblad problem, on the magazine problem. We'd like you to reset the magazine flag so that the red just disappears and no further. If this doesn't work consistently, then change magazines. Over.
They already know that technique, dear.
That's why we change magazines. Over.
Roger, we copy. Out. Hello, Snoop and Charlie Brown, this is Houston.
Houston, you're satisfied with the
DOI? Snoop and Houston, you're a go for DOI. Recommend you check on CB16 display engine override breaker. It might recover your decent monitoring capability. Over.
Roger.
No, there's no breakers out there that hurt that, Charlie. I'm going, as long as you're satisfied, I'm going Omni at this time.
Roger, we copy. Got 4 minutes.
Okay, I did, when I went to P-52 and I slammed the S-band into the stops, I did pop my S-band antenna breaker under comm on panel 16.
Roger, copy. Snoop, Houston, we show 2 minutes to LOS for you. Do you read me, over? Charlie Brown, Houston, no sweat.
Okay. Snoopy, Charlie Brown, you read, over. All right. We need to keep at least one set of communications open at all times.
Charlie Brown, Houston, 45 seconds to LOS. You're still go for DOI.
Roger. What is my P-20 doing? Can anybody tell me?
Stand by.
Well, it's made up its mind.
How are we doing, buddy?
Charlie Brown, Houston, it's integrating a state vector, P-20.
I
want
to leave this in hurdles.
Right.
Yeah, and that's where it's supposed to hover. Well, it's supposed to, come right through, I don't know, I thought I got it. Let me go through.
You're on
box. Huh? I'm not on box.
This is Apollo Control at 99 hours, 38 minutes, and we have loss of signal on both vehicles. Charlie Brown going around the corner 25 seconds before Snoopy. This separation maneuver has put the command module Charlie Brown ahead of Snoopy. Acquisition times for Charlie Brown, 100 hours, 24 minutes. For Snoopy, 100 hours, 26 minutes. To recap the situation during this 12th revolution while we were in contact with Charlie Brown and Snoopy. As we acquired, the vehicles had undocked and were 30 to 40 feet away in station keeping. We passed up a number of maneuver pads, times, and delta Vs for the maneuvers that will take place in the rendezvous sequence. And I'll recap those times in a short time. Tom Stafford reported some trouble with Hasselblad film pack, apparently film jamming. We did pass up later in the past a procedure to try to correct this situation. Advised him that if it did not correct it, to change magazines. The separation maneuver was performed on time. And the controllers here on the ground said that it was at the proper delta V, 2.5. We copied the orbital parameters just prior to separation as 62.5 by 57.5 nautical miles. The lunar module Snoopy would have stayed in essentially that same orbit. And the separation maneuver for Charlie Brown was targeted for an orbit of 62.1 by 57.9 nautical miles, essentially the same orbit, because 2.5 feet per second would not change that very much. We had a television pass during the separation, and as the vehicles separated, you heard Gene Cernan caution John Young not to accept any TEI updates while they were gone. TEI, of course, is trans-earth injection. And Tom Stafford and Gene Cernan want to find John Young there when they get back and complete this rendezvous. We then appeared to have a rendezvous radar problem, which eventually was traced to the transponder in the command module. Some concern at the time that we would not be able to perform DOI, and we would not have been able to give Snoopy a go for DOI if the transponder had not become operable. We need the rendezvous radar for the rendezvous sequence. John Young recycled a power switch and got power back into the transponder, and the system is working fine. Snoopy cannot monitor the propellant tank pressures for the descent propulsion system on board. However, we can look at them from the ground. We checked them prior to giving Snoopy a go for DOI, and those pressures are very good, and we're not concerned about them. So Snoopy will be performing the descent orbit insertion burn at 99 hours, 46 minutes, a delta V of 71.3 feet per second, and the duration of the burn 59 seconds. This will be performed by the descent propulsion system at 10% throttle for the first 15 seconds, and then throttling to 40% for the remainder of the burn. The orbit targeted as a result of the DOI for Snoopy, 61.2 by 8.4 nautical miles. And as a result of this maneuver, Snoopy will start coming down to swoop over the lunar landscape at this low point. Paracynthian, the 8.4 miles, coming 15 degrees prior to reaching landing site 2. Times on the remainder of the maneuvers in the rendezvous sequence: phasing 100 hours, 58 minutes, 25 seconds. Again, a descent propulsion system burn. Duration 1 minute 12 seconds. Delta V 176.8 feet per second. And we're targeting for an orbit for Snoopy of 189.8 by 11.7 nautical miles. And the time for staging, which time Snoopy will jettison the descent stage, 102 hours, 45 minutes. 10 minutes later, at 102 hours, 55 minutes, and 1 second, the insertion maneuver will be performed. Duration of that maneuver is 10 seconds. Delta V, 220.9 feet per second. This will be performed with the ascent propulsion system. We're targeting for an orbit of 45.9 by 10.7 nautical miles. The concentric sequence initiation maneuver, the CSI, at 103 hours, 45 minutes, 33 seconds. Duration of the burn, 51 seconds. Delta V, 45.9 feet per second. This will be performed with the Lunar Module Reaction Control System, targeting for 47.7 by 41.9 nautical miles. The constant delta height, CDH, maneuver at 104 hours, 43 minutes, 31 seconds. Duration, 58 seconds. Delta V of 2 feet per second. Again with the RCS system of the lunar module. Targeting for 47.8 by 42.1 nautical miles. Terminal phase initiation, TPI, at 105 hours, 21 minutes, 1 second. Duration 38 seconds with the Lunar Module Reaction Control System, Delta V. 24.7 feet per second, resulting orbit 58.7 by 47.5 nautical miles. And the terminal phase braking to begin at 106 hours, 3 minutes, 57 seconds. Again, an RCS maneuver in which the lunar module will null its velocity and start station keeping with Charlie Brown. This is Mission Control Houston at 99 hours, 48 minutes.